Hello, hello, party people. How are you? This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, and we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples, among other Coast Salish First Nations. My name is Elena, and you are listening to Open Mic. I'm pretty excited for today's show. Full disclosure, we're going to start off pretty moody and dark with the rain and everything. I've been feeling a little bit moody and ready for fall and stuff. So I'm going to start it up pretty dark again, and then we're going to lighten it up as we go throughout the hour. So keep listening throughout the hour, and I swear it'll get happier. Today we have Some of the Voids, we have Tanetta, Half Moon Run, Jockstrap, Mocha Only, and other musicians. So I'm excited. So let's get into the music now then. The first track I'm going to play for you is Off to War by The Voids. And this is the song that I've had on repeat for the past week or so. And I've just, I've really loved it this week. And so I kind of based today's track list, off of this song. So let's get it going for you. Apologies, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties here trying to get this working. Alright, this is gonna be fun. Okay, as I get this working, I also have another guest in the studio today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Alec. This is my first time on live radio, so thank you to Elena for having me on. I look forward to doing my own open mic pretty soon, and I'm going to be watching intently as I learn today. Thanks,
yes,
Elena.
Of course. And do you study at SFU, or what's your involvement with SFU?
I actually have no involvement with SFU other than this radio station. So this is my first time actually being involved with the campus, and I look forward to spending time here at the studio.
That's very exciting. Wait, how did you hear about CJSF then?
By finding good radio.
Nice.
I was looking for a good radio station,
right?
And
you came to the right place.
I couldn't find one until I landed on 90.1, and then I was like, this is awesome. I was actually listening to Nick's Wandering Rhythm Show, and I was like, this is great. And now it's a regular in my car, so.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's great to hear. Okay, so I have our first track finally ready. Again, this is Off to War by The Voids. And I will mention that the song that I'm going to play after is a little bit explicit. Nothing too graphic or anything, but if you do have kids listening, maybe for the song after this one, just close their ears or something. All right. Again, Off to the War by The Voids.
Thank you. took our tongues. They tried to take our tongues. We lost our language. And we didn't. In Nuvola, we didn't. You can't take that from us. You can't take that from us. You can't take our blood. You can't take that from us. You can't have my tongue. You can't have my tongue, Inuvunga. You can't have my tongue. You can't have my tongue, Inuvunga. Dukisivunga. You can't have my tongue. God. I don't want your God. Put him down. Put him down. I don't want your shame. I wanna come. I wanna come. I wanna come. I don't want your shame. It doesn't belong to me. You can't have my tongue.
That was just Refrain Chorale by Lune Très Belle. They're a Montreal-based band. And then before that, we had Tongues by Tanya Tagac, who is mostly known for her throat singing performances, which is fun to listen to because I'm also learning throat singing. So very cool. I do recommend going and listening to that full album. It's like disturbing and not exactly pretty music or anything, but it's very good and I recommend it. And the album is called Tongues as well. So I will be back with some more music right after this.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancora fanciulli e ogni sera su quel prato.
All right, so this next song I'm going to play for you is called You Can Let Go by Half Moon Run off of their new album called Salt. And this song, when I first listened to it, it really reminded me of 2 plus 2 equals 5 by Radiohead. It reminded me of that mixed with like neighborhood kind of sound and vocals, like sweater weather kind of deal, which makes 15-year-old Elena very happy. And it also kind of sounds like, it kind of has the vibe of Cage the Elephant's Tell Me I'm Pretty, that album. So again, 15-year-old Elena is very, very happy. And my mom is actually like a big fan of Half Moon Run. And I don't really listen to much of their music, but I heard this song and I really enjoyed it. So again, this is You Can Let Go by Half Moon Run.
Self-medicate, self-deprecate, self-help, books on the shelf, help. Myself, friends can't relate. Time is your friend, can't reciprocate. Time's up, come on.
Now I'm trapped in the grass, not gonna laugh, not gonna go home. Not ready for the crash, heavy body frozen. Hand on my wrist, hand on my cold shoulder. Skies up and up, I think I got a little older. 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 Through the maze, getting out the keys to the place that I thought I put away. $1 million days in a sort of way. I had to get away to come back. Time's up, come on out.
The river ran clean as a dream, so I swam in its fountain. The fast went hard in the jungle on a mountain. Fast was the beat in my heart. In the back of my mind was a beautiful truth.
Once I
Hello, hello. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FN, and I am Elena. So you just heard Volunteers by The World Provider, and then before that, we had One Chance by Albert Hammond Jr. from his new album, Melodies on Hiatus. So if you don't know by now, Albert Hammond Jr. is one of the guitarists in The Strokes, and he's released solo stuff since 2006 with his first solo album, Yours to Keep, and I do like that album, but I find a lot of his music, for me, is kind of hit or miss. And I don't want to, like, bash anyone's art, but some of his songs I really do like, and then other ones I'm just like, oh, no, not for me. But I do have a story about Albert Hammond Jr. So I went to see The Strokes a couple weeks ago now, and after the show, I kind of sat out near, like, the staff entrance in the back of the venue to see if I could meet any of The Strokes. And then after about, like, an hour or two of waiting, Albert Hammond Jr. came out and was, like, signing things for people and was, like, accepting gifts from people and stuff. And so he walks out with this bodyguard, and I start walking up towards him. And the bodyguard is like, no, no pictures tonight, no pictures tonight. And then some people come up and get autographs. And then I'm, like, the next person, and I didn't have anything to autograph. So I was just going to be like, hey, could I just shake your hand? But before I got a chance to ask that, the bodyguard was like, no, no, that's it for tonight. That's it for tonight, which, understandable. He's like, he's a new father and they're touring all over the place right now. But I got like 2 feet away from Albert Hammond Jr. So that's my claim to fame. Anyways, more music right after this.
The Vancouver Art Gallery presents Fashion Fictions, an exhibition which surveys experimental design practices that exist at the intersection of fashion and other modes of cultural production, until October 9th, 2023. The designers in Fashion Fictions occupy liminal spaces such as fact and fiction to use fashion as a means to unite seemingly disparate sentiments and to propose new possibilities for aesthetics, bodily forms, and more ambitiously, how we exist in the world. To learn more about this exhibition, visit fanartgallery.bc.ca. The Bill Reid Gallery presents Bright Futures, an exhibition that brings together the innovative art of Bill Reid with new works by contemporary, emerging, and established Indigenous artists of the Northwest Coast, until January 14th, 2024. To celebrate the life of Bill Reid 25 years after his death, contributing artists were invited to ponder and critique the question, how is Bill Reid continuously inspiring contemporary Northwest Coast artists? To learn more about this exhibition, visit billreidgallery.ca.
All right, so this next song is by Tonetta, which, if you haven't heard of, you should. Tonetta is a rabbit hole, like a Wikipedia or just a YouTube rabbit hole you could go down. Tonetta is originally from Toronto, and he's in his 70s now, I believe, but he's been making music for quite a while. He's kind of infamous in like the DIY music kind of scene. I definitely recommend looking him up and watching his videos. T-O-N-E-T-T-A, Tonetta. And he's just an artist that really likes making music. He has an interesting story. If you like music about male genitalia, he has quite a few songs about that. His music is very fun. His music videos are just him dancing around in a costume and stuff. So I really recommend looking him up. But this song is called My Bro by Tonetta.
Thank you. she loved. Only you. Why suicide?